Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Shir should be a special schus. Remember, Mat Shichu, Nishmas, Marses, Vach, Mars, Mechan, Tzor, 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 Mordechai, Chayach, Hapfeg, Masa, Mada, Tzvasya. It's based on the Torah, Morg, Rabbi, Agon, Agod, Al Muflog, Al Muflog. It's actually Yahrzeit tomorrow. Reino HaGoyen, Hapdov, Tzatzal. Tzor, in Perikid, Beis, Potzichez, Parashis, Ba'alos, Chapel, Pe'ad, Abrebo. After the Lashon Hara of Miriam and Moshe Rabbeinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Pel pe'adabrabo." It's not like every other Navi. I speak to mouth to mouth, Umar v'lo b'chidos, with a vision and not with riddles. T'mon Hashem Yabed, he looks at the picture of Hashem. Madur lo yireisim l'daber b'avdi b'Moshe. Why weren't you afraid to speak of my servant, of Moshe? Ashi says, "Pel pe'adabrabo." Amarti lo lifreish min ha'isha. Mouth to mouth they spoke to him. I told him to separate from his wife. And when did I tell him? It's Sinai. Leichem war lehem shuvah lechem ra leichem atah bori po omeri madi. You guys go back to your tents. You go to be with your wives. And Moshe Rabbeinu, you stay here. You're not supposed to go back to your wife. And this is from the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Pei Zayin. Gimel dvar amosim Moshe midaitoi. Yeskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu ayodo. One of them was that he separated from his wife, and in that the Gemara brings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim al yado, HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed. From the Gemara from the Pasuk of Va'ata po amod yimodi, and some say from the pasuk of Pe'al Pe'adabir Boy, from that pasuk the Gemara learns that he told Moshe not to go back to his wife, that he was masking with him, that he shouldn't be with his wife. One is everyone go back to your tent and you stick with me. And others, Pal Pab Dabravo. And Ramelo, when he said, Moshe Rabbeinu decided to stay with his wife, that was an expression also of what Hashem wanted. In Sugi Vivamis, the Gemara only brings from the Pasuk of Vata Paul Marimadi, Yavamis Samach Bez Amar Aleph. See there in the sugya, the Maharsha asks, there in Yavamis, mi Lashon HaGemara, it says Ve'ista Amri. Some say it's from Pel Pe'adabrabo. Ve'ista Amri from Pel Pe'adabrabo. It's mashma that according to Mount Mandiamar, it's not from the pasuk of Atah Bo'amori Modi, but from Pel Pe'adabrabo. And what's strange is that the Rashi brings both psukim. In other words, Rashi says that I agreed with him to separate from his wife from Pa'a Pa'a Davrivo. And Rashi also brings from Vata Pa'a Modi Modi. And according to the Gemara to Machlokas, it's not from both. Another kash is what it says and asks in the Sefer Yashri Shankif, Yavamis 62a, and what Tosa says in Yavamis and in Shabbos, that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Va'ata po amod yimadi, what was the tain of Moshe and Aaron, of Aaron and Miriam? It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzibui. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking, what was the tain of Aaron and Miriam? So Tosis answers that the tain of Aaron and Miriam was that it's true that Hashem commanded him not to go back to his wife, but that's only because that's what Moshe wanted. And Mederach Shadim Rotzei Leilech Melech Moisei. So he created the tzibui of Hashem because that's what he wanted. And their taina was that he created this tzivui. That's Tosfos. So Frek the Sefer Yashrish Yaakov. So what does it mean when Hashem said Pe'el Peh? That I commanded. Anitzi Visif. What does it mean Pe'el Peh Adabrabo? Pe'el Peh Adabrabo is that I commanded him. When Moshe separated from his wife, he separated because Pe'el Peh Adabrabo, because I told him to do so. So what's your taina? So what does Hashem have to say, Pe'el Peh Adabrabo, say that I spoke to him and I told him to separate from his wife? I believe Hachi, they know that it was commanded from Vatapol Modi Madi, and they still had a taina. So what's the Pe'el Peh going to help? They had a taina, Vatapol Modi Madi, stay with me, stick with me here, don't go back to your wife, because that's what Moshe wanted, and Hashem was following along with what Moshe wanted. So if that's the case, what is Hashem helping when he says, no, Pe'el Peh Adabrabo, I told him. But Aaron and Miriam knew that you told him. They still had a taina because you only told him because that's what he wanted. So what does it help to say Pe'el Peh Adabrabo? So he bribes with the tzarechim, and you say for Yashrish Yaakov in Yevamos. What else you have to understand? How do we understand Pshuto Shel Mikra? We're talking about the Gedula of the Nevuah of Moshe. The Marav Elo B'chido Satunas Hashem Yavit. And then it says, Pe'el Peh Adabrabo, that I told him to separate from his wife. When he separated from his wife, it's because I told him. But we're talking here about the godless of Moshe, about the godless of his Nevuah. So this Pe'el Peh, this Pshat Narashi, doesn't really belong. Pe'el Peh should be an expression of the godless of Moshe's Nevuah, not that God told him to separate from his wife. So the Gur Aryeh already asked that question. So it would appear, based on what the Ma'aril Diskin says about Kanta Ma'aril Diskin, and the Pasuk L'Kom B'Yisrael Navi K'Moshe, Chazal say, not in the Jewish people there's a Navi like Moshe, but among the Goyim there is. And that's Bilam. What's the Pshat? So the answer is, says the Ma'aril Diskin, the greater the Navi, the more clear the Nevuah. And Moshe Rabbeinu is such a great Navi, his Nevuah was most clear. But if you're not such a great Navi, then you have to interpret. Bilam had Ayin Ra. If he would have gotten a Nevuah that wasn't clear, he would have interpreted it in a negative way. That's why Bilam went to curse the Jewish people. And Hashem told him not to curse, but he knew that he'd get the Nevuah, and he figured he'll interpret it for the evil. And that's why he had clear Nevuah like Moshe, so there was no two ways about it. He's going to have to give a positive prophecy. And that's maybe what it means in the Sifri at the beginning of Matos, brought in Rashi. But all the other Nevi'im, other Nevuahs don't have the thing itself. Kach v'kach amar Hashem, as I'm understanding it. Moshe Rabbeinu saw the davar ba'atzma, b'lishu mechitza. Zeh adavar. Zeh means you can see it with your eyes. Zeh keli v'anveyu. You can point. Rasa shivchayam asher rasa b'chazka ben buzi. It's tfisas adavar atzma. Different thing, talk about something, and talk about the thing, talk the thing. And that was Moshe's Nevuah, and Moshe's Nevuah was a Dara Atzma. And a Navi was about it. Was about the thing. It was a Nevuah about something. Moshe's Nevuah was the thing itself. And we can also explain the Shita Mekubetzis in Bava Kama 2b. And what it says there, that Divrei Torah mi Divrei Kabbalah lo yalfinan. You don't learn Divrei Torah from Divrei Nevuah. Why is Divrei Nevuah called Divrei Kabbalah? It's That's a famous Shita Mekupetzes. Based on what we said, we can explain that Torah Noshen Hayro, Shemitzad Anoisin, Ben Hayba Kabbalah's Torah, the Moshe Shegia Ilav Advorim Kamoshe Haim, Behim Torah. But Nevua, the Iker Dar is Mitzad Makabel. The Pitaron, the solution comes from the Makabel. And therefore it's called Ram Sheba Kabbalah. It's not like Torah. Torah is the thing itself. That's what Moshe received. The idea itself, the command itself. Kabbalah is based on the Kabbalah of the Navi, not the thing itself. Of the Ezri, so the Atara explains, the godless, the Nisayin of the Akedah. Of course he's going to kill the son if God says to do so. So he answers that the Avram's Nevuah was Basper Karish Eina Meira. It was unclear. Memela, he could have interpreted it that he doesn't have to sacrifice his son. But he had no negias, he interpreted that he does have to sacrifice his son. So now we can answer the Kash of Tosfos. But since there was a tzibui of Moshe, Vata Pomari Modi, what was the tain of Aaron and Miriam and Moshe? So it says in Pozegim of each Moshe, Anav Moid Mikol Adam Mashal Pnei Adam. We have to understand, what does that have to do with Pesukim Aleph and Beis? But the Dabri Miriam V'Aaron B'Moshe Al Oidei Se'isha Kushis Asher Lokach Kisha Kushis Lokach. Yomru harak ach b'moshe diber Hashem, alay gambanu diber Hashem, v'yishma Hashem. Ein b'ramban masha kosev is this. So what's the shaychus of Moshe was very humble after it says that Aaron and Miriam spoke about Moshe, about this black woman that he took. And they said, what, only Moshe? God only spoke to Moshe? He also spoke with us. So it says in the Sifri Zuta, it's brought in the Torah Shleim also from Mr. Rabbi Nassim, that the Moshe Rabbeinu separated from his wife because of Gaiva Chas Hashanah. What's the Gaiva here? So we can say that Aaron and Moshe knew of the Tzivui of Atapa Amori Madi. They knew that God told them to separate from his wife. But until now, they didn't know that he already separated even before the Tzivui. And only now, after the mice of Eldad and Medad, they found out. Just like it says in Tosis over there, on Adas Akenim Abaliyah Tosis over here, but from the Nevuah of Eldad and Medad, they found out that earlier on Moshe Rabbeinu had separated from his wife. So they tainted. Shelefi Shevatza Bezem Moshe Mikoidem. Ah. Moshe Rabbeinu already did it earlier. So Balavachi, he was separated on his own. And that's how he interpreted the word of God to him. Because they learned that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Nevuah like other Nevi'im. And if the Nevuah is like if you're like other Nevi'im, then the solution comes from you. You interpret the Nevuah. Like the Maral Diskin said about Bilam. Bilam's going to interpret it on his own. And it's going to give a bad interpretation. Therefore, it had to be very clear. So Moshe Rabbeinu, they said he's like every other Navi, he's interpreting on his own. So he's interpreting God's Nevuah, God's words for himself. So that was their time of Gaiva. That he interpreted. It wasn't Mevatel himself to Hashem, Chas Hashem. He interpreted the Nevuah for his own benefit. Otherwise, why did he separate from his wife and not other Nevi'im? So there, the Tain of Aaron Miriam was that's not what God said at all. It was just Moshe's own narrative, Moshe's own interpretation, because of his because he wasn't Mevatel himself to Hashem. That's not what Hashem said at all. That was the tain of Aaron Miriam on Moshe. And now it says in Pesuk Gimel, it's not true. Of course he was mevatel himself to Hashem. That's what it means in the Akedah. Ata yadati ki yari Elokim ata. Gemara and Sota tells us, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, Yiras Avram, Yira Me'ava Haitzah. That's all he wanted was Ratzon Hashem. And therefore he understood the Nevuah as it really was, not according to his Gashmi Stikar Ratzon, to help Moshe. He was Anav Mod, Mikol Adam, Mishal Pnei Adam, it says in Sefri Zut Aman Adam, even in the Avos. So of course he wasn't interpreting the Nevuah according to his Ratzon. Now would appear shekin neged beis in yonim shebetanosim, because of these two in yonim and their taina and their claim against Moshe. In other words, the very fact that he separated from his wife and that the nevuah is not correct, Hashem was speaking to them. That's what this is supposed to say. Lo kein avdi Moshe b'chol beis inemanu targum yenison b'chol beis Yisrael imi mehimenu. And in the Das Sekenu Balei Atosis, in the name of the Targum Yerushalmi, B'chol Amo, Kulam Kulam Machzikim Oysa L'Ne'emon, B'chol Beis Yisrael Ami Mehimenu, he's the most faithful. Everybody knows he's faithful. Targum and Tanchuma Pekudei, this is brought to the Enyan that Moshe Rabbeinu was the treasurer of the Mishkan. What does Ne'emonus have to do here? What about the fact that he's faithful? But the issue is on the correctness of his nevuah. Maybe he was interpreting it on his own. And then it said, Avdi Moshe, B'daga Kazusha, Ein Loi Klal Ritzoinais. He doesn't have his, he's completely faithful to Hashem. And he's not, Ulo Anosepo. And therefore, how can you be choshed him with his own Ratzon? Neged Ratzon Hashem, saying that his nevuah is not emes. Vad his nevuah is emes. And Takan the Torah Shlema, he brings in those pei beis from the Tanchum Tzav. Umavai Dabar Hashem Moshe Lemer La'aron. Mikano Lemedim Shein Moshe Omer El Masha Omer La'Kodesh Baruch Hu Lefil Chama La'Kodesh Baruch Hu Shvil Lo'ikein Avdi Moshe B'chol Beis Sinemanu. Gevaldik. So you see here Mefurish that the Nidon is if it's Shaykh that Moshe Rabbeinu should speak on his own. Or it's only the word of God. So the Medrash says, no, it's only the word of God. Whatever God says to Moshe, Moshe is saying. Because B'chol Beis Sinemanu, he's faithful. Whatever God tells him, he says. And look there on the Torah Shlem and those Pegimel from Shema Yisrael, like we said. Same idea. And that's what it says in Pasuk Zayin. Shimu not vareim yu neviachim. Bar Chaim asks, why does he have to say this? Of course they're going to listen. And what's the lashon of na? The master doesn't have to speak to his eved, the lashon na, please. And also, what's the lashon of im yeh neviyachem? If you have neviim, of course you can have neviim. Just say when you have neviim. B'mari levesvada. And I'm going to appear to him in a vision. Moshe Rabbeinu is a much higher level of nevuah. What does it say, Lashon of Im? So based on what we said, Pasuk is telling us a contrast between that and Lokein Avdi Moshe. And that is that by you need a Bakasha V'Lashon Na, please, to hear Dvar Hashem. And Shmiya, Shimu, is Milashon Havana, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lokein Hashem Echad, Havana. You have to understand. Please understand, because there's no necessity that the Navi is going to understand Dvar Hashem, and maybe the solution is going to be Shalaket Dvar Hashem. And on that, he said to them, Umnam etzlechem u gedel shel shimuna dvarai, v'anu sheish inyan nosaf shel shmiya ve'avono, v'ayid eze yesh makum lebakosh shel havin is Dvar Hashem. And it says, Im yenevi achem shenek avna lashim anavim levua ba'aleim, v'nemar v'ze shenek rech b'nevua ve'en kol anavim, v'etnabim b'cholet shirtsu. Pshat is that, first of all, you don't necessarily understand the nevuah. Please understand. Please understand, because you're not necessarily going to understand it right. And in Yivanechem, if you have nevuah, because you're not necessarily going to have, it's not, you're not necessarily going to be misnabe. Sometimes you are, but you can't be misnabe whenever you want. Sometimes there is a nevuah, sometimes there isn't a nevuah. But it's not up to you. Like the Rambam says, Yisarei HaTorah 7:6. Hashem can't answer Moshe whenever he wanted. He was misnave, because he's always waiting like a malach hasharis. Mishum she'evan ne'amanu v'kulu meshubad v'dvar Hashem. V'kegedru shibud ha'malachim she'en lam atzman klum v'motzim rak malach. They're shlichei Hashem, and therefore he's muchan v'oimet shalei k'shar neviim. And b'mara eila v'svad, it's not a dover baruch. When God is misnabe to the Nevi'im. B'chalom adabir bo. It's in a dream. You need to interpret it. But loy kein avdi Moshe. Moshe is not like that. Moshe's his Nevu is clear. Not like other Nevi'im. We have to understand their Nevu. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's clear like day. And Kipshuto, it is day. He's seeing it in the day. Very clear way. Mar v'loy b'chidois. It's not in riddles. So that's all klapei lichshad. That's all vis-a-vis the suspicion that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to interpret the Nevuah incorrectly. But there's another thing that was said here. And that's vis-a-vis the geder of Nevuah Moshe in contrast to the Nevuah of the other Nevi'im. Shebegeder zeh shel Nevuah Moshe ein inyan klal l'pitaron shesheich shel lo kamitut ha-Nevuah mechal she'etzlo Nevuah v'haskala u'mira shiriyat avar atzmo v'eino tzerich pitaron. אם כן לא ייתכן נידון של פתרון לא נכון. So Moshe Rabbeinu isn't going to interpret the Nevuah incorrectly because his Nevuah is so clear. And your Nevuah is not so clear. But it's more than that. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is Baspaklaria Meira. Moshe Rabbeinu sees the thing itself. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah doesn't even need a pitaron. It's not only that Moshe Rabbeinu is faithful, that whatever I say is what Moshe Rabbeinu is going to say. You guys have to understand it. But Moshe Rabbeinu is a Shliach Hashem with Muchan Va'omek. So Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to misinterpret because he's Naaman. And Moshe Rabbeinu is a higher level Navi, he has more clarity. But it's more than that. He doesn't even need to interpret at all. It's not just that he's on a higher level. It's not just that he is more Naaman. He's completely faithful. But there's no inyan of interpretation. Like it says in Pasuk Vav, "Vayom Hashemun Advarai Hashem Yed Neviachem Hashem B'Mayel V'Svada B'Chalom Adavir Bo." Rashi says, "Shelo Bas B'Klar Miyol B'Chalom B'Chazon." So your Neviim have a vision; they have a dream; they have to interpret the dream. And interpret the dream, they interpret it based on their own narrative of the world, of life. So they're not seeing the thing itself. But Leikein Avdi Moshe. He's faithful. He's not going to give the wrong interpretation. He's completely batal to me. Not only that, Pel Pe Adav Ribo. That all Nevi'im are misnabe ayde Malach, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Pel Pe Me'akadosh Baruch Hu. By other Nevi'im, it's not Dvar Hashem Mamish, it's a Hodah Dvar Hashem. Malach is telling them Dvar Hashem. And the Navi has to interpret it. But by Noshe, the Navu is Dvar Hashem Atzmai. Nevi'im yeh ayde Pitaron HaNavi, ain't it Dvar Hashem? If the Navi has to be involved, that's not Dvar Hashem. And therefore it's been Marev Elei V'chidois. Shero Adavra Aburio. He sees the thing itself. U'tmunas Hashem Yavit Zemara Achorayim V'risas Achorayim. Yishayach the Dvar Hashem Mamish. So he doesn't have to interpret it. That's what it says at the end of the pasuk. Rei Eloisim Dabra Bavdi V'moisha. Why were you afraid to speak of my servant Moshe from the Sifri? Ma'avdi Alf Pishenu Moshe, Moshe Alf Pishenu Avdi. What are these two inyanim, Avdi and Moshe? So the answer is, maybe Moshe is going to misinterpret the Nevuah. That's Avdi. No, he's Batal. He's not going to misinterpret the Nevuah. And then Moshe. Moshe's Nevuah is so clear, he doesn't even need a Pitaron. He sees the thing itself. And therefore, it says Moshe, there was a Taina on Aaron and Miriam. What are you speaking against Avdi Moshe? Both Avdi and Moshe. He's completely faithful. He's not going to misinterpret. He's not going to say his own thing, his own Torah. He's just going to relay what I said. And he sees it completely clearly. It doesn't even require any interpretation on his part. That's what it says in these psukim. To talk about the greatness and the Nevuah of Moshe. Peo Peo Dabrebo. The Rambam says directly from Hashem. Navi's not involved at all. And you guys need to, you other Nevi'im, they need to interpret. And they can misinterpret. But Moshe Rabbeinu, he's faithful. He's not going to misinterpret. And not only that, he sees so totally clearly. There's nothing to interpret at all. He's always ready for Nevuah, just on a higher level than everyone else. We can understand Pasuk Gidal, V'yomer Aaron el Moshe, Bi Adoni al Noto Sheselenu Chatzit Sheno Alu Sheo Chatonu. Rashi says from Targum Lungus, Sheno Alu is Lashon Evil, the Tapshan Sarachna, Tipish. Tipshus in Chait. Aaron says to Moshe, we are foolish and we sin. So these two things, there was a tree on the Dibor Klapi, Gedra Avdusa Shal Moshe. That he's not a proper servant, because he's going to give his own interpretation. And that's the Inyan of Lashon Hara, like the Silat and Chazal. There's another Inyan that Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to understand correctly. Harak Achbe Moshe Dibor Hashem, Gamuganu Dibor. He spoke to us also, so they didn't understand the union of the Nevu of Moshe. That's not chait, that's just tipshus, that's not understanding correctly. There's no alnu and there's chatanu. There's the foolishness that they equated Moshe to them, and then there's the chait of Lashon Hara, that he's going to not be faithful to Hashem's ratzon. עכשיו אפשר לומר, ודאי פשטי דקרא is talking about the מייל הנבואה of מוישה. But from this Maila of Moshe, that he was on such a high level of Nevuah, we see that the Amira of Va'ata Po Amodi Modi, you stay here with me, was a Tzivu Ya'al Aprisha. Because this is a Geder of Nevuah that you can't be Mefakbek Ba'amitus HaNevuah. It's very clear exactly what Hashem wants. זה אמרו בגמרא בשבת, שלא רק נעל לנו בזה קדוש ברוך הוא מסכים. When he said, ואתה פה אמור לי מודי, but also when it says, פאל פאל דבר בו. אז נאמר שנכון הוא שכך מצטבר להוסיף עוד הסכמה של הקדוש ברוך הוא קאפי, ולא לפרש דפאל פאל היינו ציווי עכשיו. In other words, the Pe'al Pe'a Dabrava was saying that Moshe Rabbeinu was in such a high level of Nevuah that when I said to him, Vata Po'o Meri Madi, it's clear that I was telling him to be Parish Min Aisha. They're really both Pesukim are correct. That's why Rashi brings both Pesukim. And Gemara brings both Pesukim. Because Vata Po'o Meri Madi could have been misinterpreted. Comes with Tel Pe'al Pe'a Dabrava. No. I spoke very clearly. Whatever Moshe heard, he's heard the thing itself. Directly from me, there's no two ways about it. אפשר להגיד יותר מזה. Because the Alshech asks, what's the lashon of peh al peh? Mouth to mouth. You don't speak mouth to mouth, you speak mouth to ear. So the Nevuah of Moshe was vis-a-vis the giving of the Torah to the Jewish people. And this is Torah Hashem. Whereas the Geder of the Nevuah of Moshe was that the interpretation of the Nevuah is coming from Moshe, and this is not Torah Hashem that's given to the Jewish people. It's the very Kabbalah, like we said before, as the Nabi was Mekabel it, not as Hashem said it. So if it would be Nevuas of Shel Moshe, it would be that the Nevuah is coming from Moshe. But by Moshe we have the Indian of Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Grona. And that's because Divrei Hashem Mamish Hayu Etzla. And that's what it means, Pe'al Pe'al Dabirbo. She'ein advarim Eilav V'u Omer Macha She'patra Midaito El Adibu Kilu Miyad La'miras Pe'. What Moshe said was what God was saying. That's the difference between when Moshe's words got into the Torah. So this doesn't require any pitaron, because the words of God are just coming right from God's mouth into Moshe's mouth. Whatever Moshe said in the Torah, that's not Nevuas Moshe. That's Dvar Hashem. That's Dvar Hashem in the Torah. What Moshe is saying is what Hashem is saying. Pe'al Peh. That's what we see in the Sifri, in Navi, O Cholem Chalom. It says by Moshe, Pe'al Peh Adabribo, I might think Nevi'im also, Tamilam, O Cholem Chalom. There was a Navi, dreams. He has to interpret them. And he can misinterpret them and tell the Jews to do bad things. But Moshe Rabbeinu, he's Pe'al Peh. What God is saying is what he's saying. And from this, the Chazal Darshan, that also included in what it says in the Torah, Ata Po'o Meri Madi, that whatever was said from Moshe as Torah is Dvar Hashem, it's not Dvar Shel Moshe. And Memele, you can't misinterpret it. And then the pasuk continues talking about the etzem anavua, the mar velo bechidos bas pelkara miyura, that tos isn't shayach. So the nevuah is very, very clear, so it's not shayach tos. The first pasuk is talking about the Torah from the mouth of Moshe. The Torah coming from the mouth of Moshe can't be a mistake because it's the word of God coming through Moshe. And this is referring specifically to the inyan of Torah that was said in the words of Ata Po Meri Madi. The dashani pe po, same word. So when it says Ata Po Meri Madi, that's a din of pe al pe adabirbo. That's Dvar Hashem. There's no two ways about it. So it's not shayach that Moshe Ben is going to misinterpret. This is Dvar Hashem itself. So Moshe is not going to misinterpret because he's Naaman. Moshe is not going to misinterpret because the word of God is just coming straight from God's mouth through his. And now that we've gotten to this point, we can go further. We can answer the kasha of the Ashur Shankiv. The Tosis says that the Tain of Aaron and Miriam and Moshe was that Hashem was maskim mitzad b'derach shadam roitza malichim oisai. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted, that's what God commanded. And what's the answer of Pe'al Peh? You could say the same for it. You could say, Seder, that's what God said. God told Moshe to separate from his weapons only because Moshe wanted it. So what does that help? How does that negate their taina? Their taina is that God only said it because that's what Moshe wanted. How does Pe'al Peh negate that? The answer is, what's Pe'al Peh? Whatever God is saying is Torah is coming through the mouth of Moshe. And therefore, it has nothing to do with Moshe. It's God's Torah. Pe'al Peh Adabra, the Torah of Hashem is being spoken through the mouth of Moshe. Memela, Moshe Rabbeinu isn't Bechlala an entity here. This is the Torah was Kadma Laila. This has nothing to do with Moshe Rabbeinu's Ratzin. How could it be Moshe Rabbeinu's Ratzin? It's Torah. And the Torah that's spoken from the mouth of Moshe is the word of God. Memela, God didn't tell him to separate from his wife because that's what Moshe wanted. It was far before Moshe. It was Torah. That's Mamish Pilei Plos. And there's a sach mer vas seren vegendi tifa parisha. A lot more to say about this very, very profound parisha in the Torah, very, very deep, very mystical. Here we gave a pshat interpretation. So please stay tuned for more unbelievable Torah. V'Hashem yebezreinu. V'mekavesh מסרתי נכון, פתרתי נכון את תורתו של מורינו ורבינו זצל. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. We know that we shall continue.